And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 26th of September, 2015. Today is the European Day of Languages, a yearly event started about 10 years ago. Celebrate human language, encourage language learning, and bring attention to the importance of being multilingual in this polyglot world. It's the birthday of T.S. Eliot, Thomas Stearns Eliot, born 1888, St. Louis, Missouri, where he spent the first 18 years of his life. He was a smart, hard-working young man, went off to Harvard, finished his undergraduate work and master's degree in just 4 years, started writing poetry at the same time. He was going to get a Ph.D. in philosophy under visiting Professor Bertrand Russell. But he went off traveling to Germany, then a year at Oxford. World War I broke out, so he couldn't come back to complete the degree. In England, he became acquainted with Ezra Pound, who became his mentor and critic. And Eliot shared with Pound a long poem he'd begun in college. He'd finished 3 years before, which Pound encouraged Eliot to publish. And it came out in 1915, The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock, in Poetry Magazine. The same year, he met a very pretty young writer, Vivian Haywood, and in just 3 months, they were married. Bertrand Russell offered to help the young couple. They settled down in his apartment in London. Russell introduced T.S. Eliot to other writers. He lent the couple money. And almost immediately after their marriage, the Eliots discovered that they were incompatible. And it seems that Mrs. Eliot began an affair with Bertrand Russell about that time. In 1921, exhausted, suffering from overwork and marital problems, T.S. Eliot had a nervous breakdown. He went off to a sanatorium to recuperate, and it was there that he finished his long poem, The Wasteland. In 1933, T.S. Eliot began the process of legal separation from Vivian. He tried to avoid all contact with her, and she refused to accept that. She became panicky and depressed. One day she was found wandering through London at 5 o'clock in the morning, confused, asking passers-by if her husband had been beheaded, and she was committed to an institution. Here's a poem for today by Robin Serra, Swept Away. How innocent are lovers in the middle of their lives, in the years when their lives thicken and love, reckless love, overtakes them like a summer storm. What can they do but bow to it? They are like trees in the wind, lashed and tossed. They're foolish, weeping in restaurants, making and breaking pacts, sending each other poems, quotations, frantic messages, pronouncements, promises. It is all so impossible. Weeping in phone booths, weeping in parked cars, forever scribbling a note with a borrowed pencil to slip under a closed door, like these lines she scribbles now to slip under the shut door of the past, the door they shut fast on the messy years they've chosen not to revisit. Just a note to let them know, in case they're in there, somewhere still, she doesn't hold it against them anymore. A poem by Robin Serra, Swept Away, from her collection My Shoes Are Killing Me, published by Biblioasis Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.